Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, how about our Giants last night?
Boy, that was something else.
My guy Jackson Dart.
Yeah, and, you know, it drives
surging me up the rookie of the year odds board.
Well, it drives me nuts when we try to, you know, we try to make something bigger than it is. And, like, that first win that he had, God, we were over our skis. We did the same thing with J.J. McCarthy.
Well, and he also lost to the Saints.
He lost to the Saints, right? And he looked lost. But Last night against the Philadelphia defense, and I know that Philadelphia's got their own issues right now and no Jalen Carter, and he's such a difference maker. Defensive tackles, a dominant one, can make such a difference. But against a good Philadelphia team that up until, you know, last week, people were saying is the best team in the NFC, and why wouldn't you? Jackson Dart looked really good. I mean, the numbers may not blow you away, 195 yards and the touchdown, but he moved around in the pocket well. The scramble that he had and then the throw down the side that ended up going for six, dude, that's a big-time play. The moment didn't look too big for him. He didn't take a lot of horrible sacks by standing in the pocket and running around, which he did the previous 2 weeks. The Giants looked good.
Well, and Scatabu.
And Scatabu had a little something going.
Dude, they're rookies. Like, I don't know. What's the bigger overreaction? The Eagles are cooked or the Giants have found their future?
The Giants. Like,
We're overreacting to it.
Like, dude,
ripping their shirts off.
Exactly. It's just, it's so, it's so silly. Look, Scatabu looks pretty good, but, you know, the last couple weeks he's been all right. That was the first, I think, real marquee game that he had, and he looks okay. I'm not certain that his style of running is going to hold up. He's like 23, I think almost 24 already, but Scatabu's got a little something cooking there. The O-line isn't very good, and Jackson Dart shows a lot of promise. But how many times have we seen rookie quarterbacks come in when there's not a lot of tape on them, and they show some promise, and then we get over our skis, and then we're going to look up 6 weeks from now and be like, what's wrong with Jackson Dart? Nothing. Just let it kind of mature and play out. The Giants are not a good football team. They're just not.
Well, they have beaten the Chargers and the Eagles.
Yeah, and that is...
But that's it.
That's that, and so just... Give it time. And if the Giants start, they're 2-4. If the Giants start stacking this up, and one of the hardest things to do as a young, inexperienced team is stack good weeks, week after week after week. So let's just...
You seen their schedule?
I'm going to take a look at it right now.
Well, I got it right here. That's why I asked you. It is not pretty.
Yeah.
They are going to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Are going to Philly.
You don't think Philly's going to have a little revenge?
They host San Francisco.
Yeah.
They are going to Chicago. They are hosting Green Bay.
Oh.
And then they are at Detroit.
God. See, this is...
That could be 0-6, dude.
Yeah, and so we're going to...
Maybe 1-5.
And if Dart looks confused and lost, and then we're going to be like, what's wrong with Jack? Nothing. He's a young quarterback on a team that doesn't have their best player who's injured. And so you look at their receivers right now, they're not great. I'm still not a believer in Dable. You know, it's just... Give it time. Let this thing kind of mature and grow. So yes, the overreaction for Philadelphia certainly is something. Philadelphia has done this like every year for like the last 4 years, and all they do is go to Super Bowls and now and win.
Well, did they do this last year though? It was 2 years ago they did, and they flamed out. They went to Tampa in the playoffs. And
I believe it
out.
Was the 29th worst passing offense in the NFL last year.
Last year,
the difference was. The defense looked better, and Barkley was having a season for the ages. But if you're writing off Philadelphia, by the way, I would also like to point out that we're writing off Philadelphia. They're 4-2. Like,
I don't think anybody's writing them off, but I just think I was asking
concerns
about overreactions.
Yeah. So yes, the overreaction to Philadelphia certainly is there, But the overreaction to Scadaboo and Jackson Dart, come on. First off, Cam Scadaboo is not going to be Derrick Henry. Cam Scadaboo is not going to have a six-year career where he's the best running back in the NFL. Please don't do this. And Jackson Dart has played three games. He's looked really good in one. One was okay. Mostly he did with his legs, and one he looked completely lost. Let's just all take a deep breath and let the kid play out. But if you're Dable, you're thinking maybe this kid saved your job.
Dude, Dart is saving him millions of dollars. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I just hope you all can find someone who loves you as much as Brian Dable loves Jackson Dart.
Yes.
I have never seen a coach so elated to have just a decent quarterback than Brian Dable. So much so that he dressed down Dr. Rodeo on the sideline. He's like, get my quarterback out of that blue tent.
Let's go. Exactly. And
you think he gets fined for that?
I don't know. I don't know if he's...
So he talked about it. He said... Yeah. So if you didn't see it, Jackson Dart was being concussion evaluated for a concussion in the blue tent.
Look, Dable, it was a good shot, by the way.
Dable wanted his ass back out there. And he was not saying, get him back out. What he was saying was,
hurry up.
Hurry it up. Like, what is taking so long? Yeah. He said he was about ready to go for it on fourth down. And he wanted to know if he could have Jackson Dart. Dr. Rodeo was like, yeah, well, sir, we're still going through the protocol.
It would not shock me if they ding him $50,000. Because you can't try to, like, say, okay, we're evaluating you for a concussion, but...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speed it up. Like, that's not the way that works. Like, your job as an independent concussion guy is not to do it as quickly as possible. It's to get the right answer.
Well, I wonder if it worked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do you wonder if they sped it up because Dable was so pissed? He's like, hey, we don't know.
Well, anytime.
Apparently, they're investigating.
Anytime Russ is out there, it's.
Oh, yeah, of course. Ah. But shockingly, Dart comes back out and he's ready to go.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Did Brian Dable have an influence over the concussion protocol? I mean, I don't know.
I'm just saying, it would not shock me. I mean, they fined Gannon $100,000 for dressing down whoever the running back was.
Well, it was for hitting him.
What?
It was for hitting him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the yelling's fine. It was the striking.
Yeah, you're not supposed to hit him.
You can't put your hands on.
You're not supposed to hit your players.
No, no. You know, they can fine him $100,000. I mean, you can't be involved in...
You got to keep your composure.
You got to keep your composure.
If you're Dable I know a lot of football people, particularly Brian Dable, shrug at concussions in the protocol, but you have got to keep your composure in that moment and let the process play out.
Do they not realize that we've had NFL players, I don't know, for the last 15 years committing suicide because their brains are Swiss cheese?
They don't care.
No, they don't.
You know Brian Dable does not care. He wants his damn... He's about to go for it on fourth down. He wants his damn quarterback.
That's my quarterback.
So did you see Scadaboo rip off his shirt?
Oh, yeah. Scadaboo...
Revealing Ryan Fitzpatrick's hairy back. Ugh. God.
Scadaboo is having a moment, and you know what? He's a lot, and his parents are a lot, but good for him, man. There's a guy that...
Was he fourth round?
Yeah, I think third or fourth round. You know,
low.
If you... Nah, I think most people don't believe that he is a long-term NFL. His style of play in the NFL doesn't last. He's an older guy with a lot of miles on his body, and the way he plays, he's not the biggest guy in the world. When you invite contact, we've seen this, whether it's Peyton Hillis or Brandon Jacobs, or you know, we've had some of these guys, and both of those guys were much bigger than Scadaboo. He's not that big. It tends to wear you down real, 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 real fast. And either you start piling up injuries or you just lose a step. So look, I hope the kid has a long career, but I think that's one of the reasons why he's not elite at anything. He's just kind of a, he's just a good, solid player. But I think when you're drafting someone, if you're drafting a running back, especially in the first two rounds, that kid's got to have sauce. And you got to believe that he can do it for 4 or 5 years. And I think the idea of Scataboo is that even if he is successful, it's going to be limited success, and it's going to be for a year, maybe a year and a half, and then you hit the cliff. And he may be one of those guys that has a big year and then we never hear from him again, because that's just the life of an NFL running back. But the fact that Scataboo and Dart are doing this, if you're a Giants fan, when's the last time you were this excited? I mean, this is awesome. Unfortunately, Malik Nabers is being out. Because if you had Nabers and that was kind of your trio, I could see Giant fan like being over the moon about this. But
that was a good moment for them last night.
It was.
Scataboo had 3 tutties. I'm looking at his stats. You know, he only has 82 carries, so he's averaging like 13 a game. Yeah. But he's also catching the ball out of the backfield. He has 20 catches, averaging about 8 yards a catch. I mean, he's a nice little.
Yes,
you're right. He's not like your feature guy, but he's a nice. He's a nice player.
Yes, yeah, and he's just been overlooked. Like his high school numbers are insane. And he had to go to Sac State. Like, that dude has been doubted his whole life.
He was at Sac State. And that's how he got to Arizona State.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was awesome at Arizona State.
Well, dude, I saw a clip of his high school. Like, he averaged like 11 yards a carry in high school. He was just, but everyone believed that he was too small and too slow. And just, you know, there was no one has ever believed in him. And at every level, that guy is given the FU. And I think that's awesome. I do think that eventually you do run into, there's a reason why people have overlooked you. I hope I'm wrong. And I hope he goes on and is this dominant player, but I would guess not. But Dart's got some stuff going. Like, he was an interesting draft prospect. Some were higher than others. And again, 3 games in, I don't know, but his good moments look really good. I think he is going to have one of those years where there's going to be a lot of highs and a lot of lows. Because he doesn't play necessarily in structure all the time. And he makes so many plays with his legs and he runs around. And again, that goes back to the Daniel Jones and like RG3 and some of the Vince Young guys. Like, that style of play, I hope the Giants don't rely on that because they have to win games to save jobs and it kind of stunts his growth. I hope he gets a chance to actually kind of ease his way into this. But man, he's a fun guy to watch. Again, that scramble play and the throw to the sideline, dude, that's Mahomes-esque.
Yeah.
That's big time.
It's pretty good.
That's big time escapability and then a weird arm angle and throwing a bullet. And there was a couple others in rhythm where the pressure came, and it's not like he had great protection, and he won't with this O-line. He ripped a couple seam balls that were like, oh, like that's big time stuff. And if you're a Giant fan or a coach, I'm sure you got a little tingly last night. And then the Eagles, and it's the best, worst team that I've seen in years. But they do this seemingly every year. They're like a married couple that hates each other. But when like they like a band like Simon and Garfunkel, they hate each other. But when they get together, God, the music, it's great. And they put it all together. But man, sometimes, you know, the Fleetwood Mac it and they break up and all hate each other.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.